welcome to Tour Daily on the Palace podcast. I'm Will Robinson, and here we are in Perth, the final leg of this historic pre-season tour to Singapore and Australia. And I have to say, it's nice to be back in the warm after the freezing conditions in Melbourne. We're just one game left before returning to South London, and it's Leeds United on Friday afternoon. Another chance for the Academy boys to make an impression before returning to the UK. That game kicks off at 11:05 in the morning British time, and you can watch it live and in full on Palace TV+. Now, we saw against Manchester United several youngsters come on and change the game, and let's hear from two of them. Victor Akinwale, who's running in behind, forced the foul that led to Man United's red card, and Cardo Siddick, who was assured once again in the centre of defence.
It was a great experience. Like, all of us have been dreaming of this since we joined the club, and to come on today and make an impact, we're really happy with it.
I mean, it's not every day you play against Man United in a stadium, seats 100,000 people, so yeah, it's definitely an experience to remember. Obviously, a lot of them are from the academy. One of my boys, Zidane Iqbal, played against him, so that was good.
The gaffers just said bring energy, like make tackles, just scrap, do anything you can. So to come on and make an impact, I'm really happy with that.
I mean, the movement and off the ball they had was quite tough to keep up with, but as Victor just said, the gaffer told us, you come on, make an impact and bring the energy to the team. And I think overall, as the youngsters, when they came on, did that. Definitely an experience, and will massively contribute to our development as players. It's not every day you play against these top teams and in a professional environment like this. So yeah, definitely was very good for our development.
Such a huge moment for them, and Victor was just seconds from slotting home at the MCG before he was hauled to the ground. But the attitude of the academy players did not go unnoticed by the manager. Here's what he had to say.
They came on the field and they were really positive, they were really aggressive, and the attitude that they showed coming in the last 15-20 minutes was good. When you look at the individual talent of that team, we knew that it would be tough and difficult. But we had a couple of chances. I believe that, you know, we could score goals. But I was really happy with the attitude that we showed, because we didn't give up. We tried to work well and work hard together. And, you know, JP had a couple of situations. We had a couple of situations as well with Jordan. And we keep fighting until the end. And, you know, we had as well a situation where we could score that second goal. But at the end, it was what I was looking for because of the tempo of the game. It was a Premier League game, and I was pleased with the intensity of the game. We show a positive attitude after that. We tried to play, we tried to get there, and obviously it was tough, it was a difficult game. I think we, at times, didn't defend well enough. There was a lot of space between the line, and our pressing wasn't good enough. And when we created space in behind, and then it was really difficult for us.
Nonetheless, it ended in defeat in Melbourne, but there is still time to leave Australia on a high against Leeds on Friday. But before we look ahead to Leeds on tomorrow's episode, let's finish today on a bit of a lighter note. Palace training in Melbourne allowed Aussie TikTok duo Shepmates, known for their impersonations of famous sporting moments, to finally ask Patrick Vieira the important questions.
What do we think of the mullets?
Of the
mullets, the hair.
The hair? You hair?
Yeah, my hair.
Do you think it's going to make its way into the APL?
I don't know.
Don't know?
I don't know.
Can't see it happening?
Do you think we really care about the look or about the quality?
Oh, it's obviously not about the look, is it?
I don't know. The look is not really important. If you are good, why not?
Yeah, no, that's true. That's true.
We've just had Cameron Smith win the Open in the golf.
Yeah.
He's got a mullet. Do you think that might translate into on-field performance? You got your players rocking a mullet?
I don't think so.
You don't think so?
No.
I think it could be, you know, a tactical advantage.
You think so?
Yeah.
I may have to think about it. We need a couple of players like that, I think.
Who's cutting the oranges at halftime?
Who cut the oranges at halftime?
Who's mum?
I don't know. There's no mum.
There's always a mum cutting the oranges.
You think so?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
So that means yes. Have you been to a dressing room first?
Yeah. Yeah, we play Aussie rules football.
Yeah.
There's always a mum cutting the oranges, serving them out.
Can you do us a favour tomorrow night? Get someone to cut the oranges for everyone.
I will do that. I will gonna try to find somebody who can do that. That will make me smile.
Bring back the halftime oranges, Patrick. Well, you can check out Shepmate's take on Wilfried Zaha's famous playoff brace at Brighton by heading to TikTok or to Palace's Instagram page. Well, that's all for this episode of Tour Daily. Check back in tomorrow for all the latest from a packed schedule in Perth and all the build-up to Leeds on Friday. We'll see you then.